Turn your Bibles to the book of Revelation, chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 4 and 5. Verse 4, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent." Let's go over verse 4 just one more time. I believe the Lord has a word from the Word for you today. If you are one that have left your first love, you have put your duty to the church ahead of your devotion to Jesus Christ, you're in trouble. Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." This verse tells me to put the first things first and let the main thing be the main thing in my life. So let me exhort you today to take a lesson from the book of Exodus, chapter 18. This is the story of Jethro and Moses. After the children of Israel has been delivered out of Egypt, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came to pay a visit. After they had a time of worshiping God and eating, everybody goes to bed, the Bible says in verse 13. "And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning until the evening. And Moses, his father-in-law, said to him, 'The thing that you are doing is not good. I will counsel thee. Provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, men that hate covetousness, and place such over them, and let them judge the people. If you will do this thing, then shall you be able to endure, and all the people shall go to their place in peace.'" Can you imagine the stress of Moses? There are over 1 million people, and he is the only one deciding the disputes with all of these grumbling people. So many good leaders with a strong work ethics are doing what Moses did. They think they are doing the right thing, working insane hours. They are shouldering all the pressure themselves. They're not doing anyone any favors by this. Unless you take time to spend with Jesus personally, you will lose out. No matter how important his job was, Jesus knew that he needed to stop from his work and take time to rest. No one is exempt from this requirement. This is some good advice for the pastor that has become so involved in the duty of his church that he leaves off his devotion to God, leaves off those times of personal worshiping, those hours spent in the prayer closet. If you continue to neglect, you will fall into sin to the place that God will require that you repent. In the book of Acts, chapter 6, there's another good illustration. When the 12 apostles felt that they were taking too much time from prayer and reading the scriptures and studying God's word, they called the multitude together and said, "It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, look you out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost, full of wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The number one priority of every pastor is to give themselves continuously to prayer and the ministry of the word. If you do this, you will find that a lot of problems will just go away. Jesus said, If you love me, feed my sheep. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.